الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our beautiful silsila. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we've got our panel today, mashallah. Azza wa Jal Harun bhai has just come in. The Harun bhai, mashallah, Tawfiq bhai is here, and we've also got mashallah our Nath Kham Hafiz Nadeem. Inshallah, so a very beautiful topic. Someone asked me that every time you say it's a very beautiful topic. Whatever you talk about, the deen is always beautiful. So inshallah, so another beautiful topic today, and beautiful in a manner that we are going to be talking about our beloved mother. You know, if you talk about your mother, you know, you feel happy, don't you? You have a smile on your face. You know, you talk about your mom, you talk about her blessings, what she's did for you. You know, so every child is always happy when they talk about their parents. So, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we are going to be talking about our blessed mother, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, talking about her life and also her contribution towards the deen. One of the biggest faqiha of her time, and also one of the biggest alima of the time, even amongst the great sahaba ikram, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she was one of the biggest alima of her time. Many ahadiths have been narrated from Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and inshallah we're going to be talking about her blessed life. Now many of you might know of Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, about her life, but inshallah hopefully today when we discuss about her life, you'll be amazed what a beautiful and simple life she lived. So before we start the program, let's start off with the beautiful tilawat of the Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala Muhammad sallallahu.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون وتقطعوا أمرهم بينهم كل إلينا راجعون فمن يعمل من الصالحات وهو مؤمن كفران لسعيه وإنا له كاتبون وحرام على قرية أهلكت أهلكناها أنهم لا يرجعون. آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم. صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله. اے شہنشاہ مدینہ الصلاة والسلام، اے شہنشاہ مدینہ الصلاة والسلام، زینت عرش معلی الصلاة والسلام، اے شہنشاہ مدینہ الصلاة والسلام. ربی حب لی امتی کہتے ہوئے پیدا ہوئے، ربی حب لی امتی کہتے ہوئے پیدا ہوئے، رب نے فرمایا کہ بخشا الصلاة والسلام. اے شہنشاہ مدینہ الصلاة والسلام، میں وہ سنی ہوں جمیل قادری مرنے کے بعد، میں وہ سنی ہوں جمیل قادری مرنے کے بعد، میرا لاشا بھی کہے گا، میرا لاشا بھی کہے گا الصلاة والسلام. اے شہنشاہ مدینہ الصلاة والسلام، اس مبارک ماں پہ صدقہ کیوں نہ ہو سب اہل دین، جو ہو ام المؤمنین بنت امیر المؤمنین، جن کا پہلو ہو نبی کی آخری آرام کا، جن کے حجرے میں قیامت تک نبی ہو جاگزین، اس مبارک ماں پہ صدقہ کیوں نہ ہو سب اہل دین، کیوں نہ ہو رتبہ تمہارا اہل ایمان میں بڑا، سب تو ہیں مومن مگر ہیں آپ ام المؤمنین، اس مبارک ماں پہ صدقہ کیوں نہ ہو سب اہل دین. آیا تطہیر میں ہے ان کی پاکی کا بیان، ہیں یہ بی بی طاہرہ شوہر امام و طاہری، سالک خستہ تمہارا گونا لائک مگر، ماں پورے بیٹے کو اپنے اس مبارک ماں پہ صدقہ کیوں نہ ہو سب اہل دین، جو ہو ام المؤمنین بنت امیر المؤمنین، اس مبارک ماں پہ صدقہ کیوں نہ ہو سب اہل دین.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد.
very beautiful کلام. الحمدللہ عز و جل. My Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, our topic of today will be inshallah azawajal Ummul Mu'mineen. Ummul Mu'mineen means mother of the believers. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. حضرت سیدہ عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, a great صحابیہ, one of the greatest امہات المؤمنین and one of the greatest عالمہ فاضلہ of her time. You know, so we're going to ask Harun bhai inshallah, because he's sat on the right hand side for Harun bhai.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ji Hafsab, it's a great honor and a privilege to talk about the mother of the believers today.
Subhanallah.
To give us an understanding of the great status of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the best of creation and the Imamul Anbiya. After the messengers of Allah Azza wa Jal, from the rest of creation, the one with the greatest status by far is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
Now just to get a glimpse of what this the amazing status of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala is, she was the wife of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq.
Subhanallah.
So the wife of the best of creation and the daughter of the best of the rest of creation, if I can use that word.
After the prophets of Allah,
the best of Allah.
Of creation, mashallah.
So you know, it gives you a glimpse of the amazing status she had. She grew up in a house where, you know, even before the advent of Islam, Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala was known for his high quality and high character and trustworthiness and truthfulness. And then in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the world was given, and the hikmat and the wisdom was amazing. The world was given such an amazing scholar,
Subhanallah.
A muftiya of Islam, through whom the knowledge, great knowledge, passed to the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was a great muhaddisa, a mufassira, you know, the hadith mubarakah, the tafsir of the Quran, and you know, the knowledge that she had. Not only was it knowledge of deen, this was what is amazing when you look at her amazing life. It was also knowledge of sciences, knowledge of medicine. She was one of the most, the most intellectual people, you know, on the surface of the earth. And you know, one of the greatest people on the surface of the earth to be blessed with not only the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only being the daughter of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu, but her intellectual abilities were so amazing that even the companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam were surprised.
You know, if you talk about the life of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, she was that woman that Allah azza wa jal mentions about her chastity inside the glorious Quran. Even Allah Azza wa Jal is bearing witness on Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha.
Hafsab, we're talking about Ummul Mu'mineen today. But if you look at them all, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, all the noble wives of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, may Allah be pleased with them all. Ameen. Every single blessed wife of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has a very high status in Islam.
Beshak.
They have beauty, the best of qualities. They are all waliyat. They have the waliyat of highest ranks.
They're the mother of the walis.
And in fact, regarding the superiority of Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she herself says that I have been given 10 superiorities over the blessed wives of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala
alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah.
And this is, you know, the shan of Sayyidah Aisha Bazabane Hazrat Aisha.
Subhanallah.
And inshallah, I'll mention some of them. She says that, it is narrated that she radiallahu ta'ala anha says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not marry any other unmarried woman except me.
Subhanallah.
Except me, no one among the noble wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is such whose mother and father both migrated.
Subhanallah.
Allah Almighty revealed my chastity from heavens in the glorious Quran, in the form of Surah Nur. And she further says that before the marriage, Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salam came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with my appearance in silk cloth. He alayhi salam humbly said, marry her because she is your wife.
Subhanallah. One day Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, there are a few incidents like that. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be really happy, you know, he used to say to the Sahaba Ikram, ask me what you want. So that night, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in a very good mood. You know, but he was always in a good mood. And she says that he was smiling and he said to me, Aisha, what is it that you want? Ask me. And she goes, at that time I started thinking to myself, what do I ask him? You know, she says that, I said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can I go and ask my dad?
Allah.
You know, can I go and ask my dad that what I need to ask you?
Allah.
So she goes that she went to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that, oh Aisha, don't ask about anything about the dunya or anything else. Just ask him, oh Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that secret, you know, meeting that you had with Allah.
Allah.
Them
Allah,
secrets
Allah.
That Allah ta'ala shared with you, just tell us one secret of that.
Right.
And she went back and she said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me about that secret that Allah ta'ala shared with you, just one secret. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started smiling. He goes, Aisha, was that your dad who told you to ask it? Because Allah, yes, he did. You know, so you can, you know, you're looking at the mashallah, that even her father, so Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, he knew what to ask. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and the mafhum is that, oh Aisha, the one who puts happiness in the heart of a Muslim, Jannat will become wajib upon him. Jannat will become wajib upon him. That is one of the secrets that Allah Ta'ala, he gave me.
Allah.
And then she says that, I went back and I told Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, because he said to me that, make sure you come and tell me as well. So she said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah Azza wa Jalla has said that, oh Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever puts, you know, love into another Muslim's heart, Jannat will become apparent wajib for him. And he started crying. And she goes, I asked him, why are you crying? You know, and he said that, oh Aisha, the opposite side of that is that whoever breaks the heart of a Muslim, he will enter into the fire of hell.
Allah.
You know, mashallah,
she love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, being the wife of the best of creation, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is an amazing status. And then being the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala is an amazing status. But her qualities were so amazing that I'm gonna read word for word a hadith in Barakah,
mashallah,
which if we take on board, it will just give us a glimpse of her amazing intellectual ability. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, acquire 2/3 of your deen through Humaira, i.e. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. That was the name that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used out of love for her. 2/3 of your deen. Now, she had an excellent memory. She, apart from, you know, juristic rulings and Islamic rulings, she understood the Quran. And you know, when the Sahaba Ikram needed to gain further in-depth knowledge of certain Haditha Mubarakah or certain Ayah Mubarakah of the glorious Quran, all these amazing companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I mean, you know, one star after the other. And where did they come to? They came to the door of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. I mean, that is just in itself. You know, can you imagine the great status of these amazing Sahabi? And then they come to the court of Sayyidina, you know, Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala. It gives you a glimpse of her greatness.
Subhanallah. Especially when they got stuck in any particular field, when they were trying to solve a problem, and the Sahaba couldn't find any answer, and they knew where to go.
Subhanallah.
They went in the court of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and they knew, they were content, this is the place, this is the court where our questions will be answered.
Subhanallah. And you know, one of the reasons was that Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, because she married the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she stayed with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a long time. And that was one of the reasons that she picked up all this knowledge from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman, what he says is this, that, you know, and this is in itself, because those who know, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan is an amazing scholar of the deen of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mean, he did so much for this ummah and wrote such amazing books and everything else. He writes, and this is, you know, so if a normal person says this, it's different, but such an eminent scholar, for him to say this, and he says that he lists some qualities, and he says noble character, knowledge, acting upon the knowledge, eloquence in speech, wisdom, presence of mind, intellect, And that is just the tip of the iceberg. What he says exactly is this. And thousands of such attributes in Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala. Thousands. And this is, you know, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullah alayhi is saying this. Not a normal person. Thousands of such attributes. You know, the shan of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha is so amazing that we could sit here for eternity and we couldn't do justice to it. And how could we when the glorious Quran testifies to a great status?
SubhanAllah, there's no doubt our beloved Prophet Makki Madani Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had such immense love for Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. In one narration it is mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyida Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, O Fatima, will you not love the one whom I love?
SubhanAllah.
Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha humbly said, why not? Upon this, Aqa alayhi wa sallam said, love Aisha.
SubhanAllah.
In another place, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed his beloved daughter Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha and said, I swear by the Rabb of Kaaba, your father loves Aisha so much.
SubhanAllah.
There's no doubt, you know, this great maqam that Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha had was because in the dunya, in the physical life, she was very close. She spent a lot of time with Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, and even including the last moments, as we discussed earlier on as well, last moments when Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam left this dunya from the apparent demise, and that moment as well, that she was there. And she says that those moments that I spent with Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, in my whole life, I remember those moments. They're the best moments of my life.
Subhanallah. Have the Muftiyani Izam and the great scholars of Deen, they make a very, very beautiful point. And this is one that, if we understand it, it is amazing. You know, there was a time when there was a kafila, and Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha was with this kafila and she got left behind. She gets left behind and the kafila moves on, so she's there. And what they used to have is, in the kafilas at that time, they used to have a sweeper at the back who'd make sure if they'd left anything behind, they'd come and pick it up. Mm-hmm. So he sees Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, so he brings her back to the kafila. Now the munafiqeen, it gave them an opportunity. You know what Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullah alayhi says is this, that when Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha was accused of wrong, when Hazrat Isa al-Islam was born, and they said, look, you know, you're not married, your father was a good man, your mother was good, what's happened here? And she pointed to Hazrat Isa al-Islam, and Hazrat Isa al-Islam in Surah Maryam, the glorious ayats of the Quran, Inni Abdullah
atani al-kitaba wa ja'alani nabiyya.
So that was the glorious ayat of the Quran. So who testified to her chastity, her pureness? Hazrat Isa al-Islam, the child. Now, Hazrat Yusuf al-Islam, when he was accused, who testified? You will know from Surah Yusuf Sharif that there was a child who said, you know, in relation to Hazrat Yusuf al-Islam, ke kurta kahan se pata, you know, where the shirt is torn from. What Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman says is this. He says, when it came to Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, the love of the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it wasn't a child that testified to her purity, it was 17 ayah mubaraks of the glorious Quran, and Allah Azza wa Jal, the creator of the heavens and the earth, saying, this is a pure woman.
Subhanallah.
You know, there's a saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had so much confidence in Sayyida Aisha radhiyallahu ta'ala anha that he advised the people to learn half the knowledge of Islam from Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. Now you can just imagine, you know, today when we hear people of, you know, talking about, you know, Islam, you know, does not allow women to learn knowledge. You know, this, you know, Islam does this, Islam does that. You know, you've got a beautiful woman, such a beautiful character, that the amount of knowledge that she had, no other women of that time, I don't think until the day of judgment, any woman would have any knowledge more than Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So those people who say that, they just say it in, maybe in jealousy or in vain, that Islam stops women from learning knowledge. You know, you can, no one, you know, even the Sahaba Ikram, even the Khulafai Rashideen, you know, when he came to Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Usman, whenever there was a ruling of Sharia, they would go back to Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and if she says yes and write the fatwa, that would have been accepted by everyone.
You see, we as people, as human beings, we like to copy. Now, a lot of people, what they do, the Fibay, is they copy those people around them, the society you live in. Yeah. So the fashion of the time you copy, the etiquettes of the people of the time you copy. And this is when the scholars say that why are you copying something that changes? Why don't you copy the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then you don't have to keep changing and chopping. You know, when you wear the imamah sharif, if a new cap comes out, you get the new cap, don't they? But when you've got the imamah sharif on, the imamah sharif stays forever. You know, when you've got the madani libas on, when you've got the, you know, when you're acting in accordance with the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that has never changed and never will change. Now, when it comes to our mothers, our sisters, and our daughters, in the life of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, is the perfect role model. Absolutely perfect. She was the perfect wife. She, you know, domestic chores, obedient to her husband, the deen in knowledge, every element, every sphere of life, she was perfect. And she was a role model for her. When it comes to haya, when it comes to parda, everything, she was absolutely perfect.
Harun Bhai, Alhamdulillah, Dawud Islami, that one of the departments of Dawud Islami, Maktabat al-Madina, has published a very beautiful book called Fizane Aisha Siddiqa.
It's like an encyclopedia
in her life. You know, it talks about her knowledge, her passion for worship, her sayings, and many more things. It's over 200 pages, this beautiful book. And, you know, especially those who understand Urdu language, and who can read Urdu, you know, definitely, you know, we should study this book.
It's a very must book to read. Yeah, mashallah, Azawajal, we're going to have a kalam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa sallam alayka ya Nick.
Park is so beautiful, Hafiz.
I was going to say
no
that.
No matter
Ahmed.
What language it is,
Subhanallah.
It just hits straight Masha in the heart. You know, you've heard Pashto Naats and different languages, even in Turkish. And you know when they're reading the Naats, and you just go straight to, even if you don't understand
praise
it.
Praise of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in any language, then MashaAllah, it just hits your heart.
The heart,
Subhanallah. What you just mentioned is sometimes you don't even understand what it means. The whole sentence. But you know, it's written by a reliable scholar.
Subhanallah.
Islam. It just touches your heart.
That's enough for us. Yeah. It's not of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That'll be more than enough. MashaAllah. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, we're learning about her beautiful seerat.
One of the beautiful aspects of her lifestyle is she was so generous. She was so giving personality. And from this narration that I'm going to share with you, you'll see that, sometimes, when there are people who give in the way of Allah, they don't think about themselves. Hazrat Sayyida Umme Durrah radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, I was with Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and at that time, she radiallahu ta'ala anha received 100,000 dirhams.
Allahu Akbar.
Yeah? That was the currency of that time. She received them from somewhere. And she radiallahu ta'ala anha instantly distributed all those dirhams among people.
Allahu Akbar.
And did
Allahu
not
Akbar.
Keep a single dirham in her house.
MashaAllah.
The beautiful hadith of Baraka that Tawfiq quoted was truly amazing if we think about it. Because it was 100,000 dirhams that you mentioned.
In the same day.
In the same day.
She received 100,000 dirhams. And then she distributed them. She did tzedakah.
MashaAllah.
Instantly. She did not leave anything for herself.
SubhanAllah.
And the narrator, she says that I said to her at the end that, Umm al-Mu'mineen, because both of them were fasting.
Ji.
We've not left anything for the iftari. And she said that Umm al-Mu'mineen replied that if you told me before, then I would have left one dirham for our iftari as well.
Allahu Akbar.
Yeah. Allah in this shows that when these people give in the way of Allah, yeah, they don't look back.
You know, that is against the seerat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do you remember that waqia when an ambassador came from our side and he came into Medina and he saw the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving money away, and when he went back, one of the things that he told his people was he doesn't fear poverty. You know, he does not fear poverty. And alhamdulillah, when you look at the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and especially we're talking about Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa, that was one of the beautiful aspects of her life, was that she used to give a lot in the way of Allah.
You know that hadith mubarakah that you mentioned, there is a very similar hadith mubarakah where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the financier, the, you know, the chancellor was a Sayyidina Bilal ibn Akmar radiallahu ta'ala. And you remember, it's a long waqia, so I'm going to cut it short because the topic is Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. But he was worried because he'd taken a debt from somebody and they needed to repay it, and the next morning he was thinking of leaving town because he couldn't repay the debt, and it was the early time of Islam. And then Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that somebody had presented a lot of maal in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so go pay off the debt. And then there was a lot left over, and for 3 days Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't go home until all of that wealth was distributed. And if you compare that hadith of Mubarakah to this hadith of Mubarakah, you then see the comparison. But there's another angle to this, Tawfiq Bhai Hafizah. You know, out of all the women in the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, the waliyas of Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, the highest rank women, you know, there are a handful of them. And Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha is amongst those great and privileged, you know, women who are the most amazing waliyas of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. And you can get a glimpse of her ibadat as well. We've talked about her knowledge, we've talked about her generosity. You know, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would offer the nafil of ishraq, chash, tahajjud, all the other things. And she also used to copy all of these. So the scholar's right. Ishraq, chash, tahiyyatul wuzu, tahiyyatul masjid, awwabin, night salahs, tahajjud, everything punctually throughout her life.
You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's love for Sayyida Aisha, there's a very beautiful incident. You know, when you talk about the love between the husband and the wife, how that love should be. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, you know, her and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sometimes when they would sit down, they would talk in code words. And it says that Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, you know, she asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how would you describe my love towards you? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, like a strong binding knot, the more you tug, the stronger it gets. In other words, every so often the day Aisha would playfully ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, how is the knot? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would reply, as strong as the first lady. As strong as you, Aisha, that is my love between you.
You know, there was an incident where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in, and Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha was drinking water. And Aka sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and this is a lesson for all of those, you know, husband and wife, of how the relationship should be. You know, today we in our houses, we don't do this. We don't have that affection. And we think, you know, either we go too much or there's no moderation. And the love isn't there. And that's why divorce rates are going up and families are breaking up. Now listen to this and, you know, remember it. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes in, and Hazrat Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala is drinking water. And Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, leave some water for me. So she leaves some water in the bowl. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes the bowl and then says, Aisha, can you show me where you put your lips? Allahu Akbar. Can you show me where you put your lips? And the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then drinks water from that. Now if that is the way that husband deals with his wife, you know, the home will turn into paradise. This is the problem we have, that we don't have this love and affection between us. And you know, from the life of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, our sisters, our mothers, our daughters can learn so much. And from the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the beautiful sunnahs, you know, if we were to adopt those, 99.9% of the problems within their household would disappear overnight. The problem is we take our etiquettes from the society we live in.
Mm-hmm.
So if I live in a society where, you know, the husband and wife have mutual understanding, they have love and compassion, I will develop that. But if I live in a society where they're not bothered about each other, then my life is going to be destroyed.
I remember from this narration that you mentioned, those individuals who have a habit of quarreling all the time, who are having a bash at your wife, and something small happens, you know, the amount of salt that used in the dish, now whether according to your taste, you know, you blow it all out. Mm-hmm. You go crazy on your wife, your sisters, your mothers. You know, look, this is not Islam. You know, Islam teaches us love and affection. Be kind, be nice to your family members, your households. In fact, you know, sometimes you look at your own character, when you find your friends outside, you're so nice and kind with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's your friend. Yeah, the love, I'm not saying don't like your friends, but here, why do we deprive our family members? You know, in the whole society, those individuals who deserve the most love from us are our household, our parents, our brothers and sisters, if you're married, your wife.
You know, again, I would say, Tawfiq Bhai, here as well, that because girls are more closer to their mothers, you know, it's a very, very important part of the mother's role as a mother that she needs to give that tarbiyah to her daughter, that when you do go, you know, into your husband's house, make sure you stay there, and this is what the character is. Yeah. And this is why we talk about, you know, we talked about Sayyida Khadija, Sayyida Fatima, Sayyida Aisha. These are our great role models, you know. Sadly, today we gain our role models, singers, actors and actresses, and what's happened is tabai in our own area. 60% of girls are living, you know, are not happy with their bodies.
Yeah.
60% of them. Why? It's because the so-called film star, the soap opera star, I want to be like them. You know, but where about the parda? Then you say, nahi, dil ka parda. So we're following the wrong role models. This is why we're having problems in our own families.
Islam teaches us to be content with what you have.
Subhanallah.
And whenever you look at, if you want to look at people, look at those who are inferior from you,
Bishop,
who are lower than you. You know, when you look at them people, they don't even have food.
Yeah. That's the problem.
too many,
it's something that typically you would use. But the problem is, we've got a target. Too many luxuries of life. You know, if we were struggling, our Islamic sisters were struggling, you know, making ends meet, and we were on the poverty line, we didn't know where the next meal was coming from, we would be on the prayer mats, you know, sincerely worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. And you know, the Islamic sisters, and this is an important point that Nagrani Shura makes time and time again, he says that as we start to get more affluent, as we start getting richer, unfortunately, our clothes start to get thinner and shorter. Why is it? You know, the poor sisters, they're well covered and everything else. And those who've got charpese, you know, that's it. They can now start copying. Instead of copying Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala, now their role models have changed. When they were ghareeb, their role models are something else. This is where our problem is. So I use a word that Hafiz would probably use, but I use it in a context where, seriously, this is what we're doing. The other thing I'm going to come back to is tolerance. Because, you know, we're talking about the relationship between husband and wife. One thing that the Buzurg say is this. The scholars say that, look, in any marriage, you're going to have ups and downs. And you've got to have tolerance. Now, sometimes it might be that you are upset, and it's incumbent upon the wife to think, well, he's upset today. Just be quiet. Mm. Or vice versa. Everybody goes through moods. But Yuki Ami might be upset at something. She might be, you know, having a rant and a rave. Doesn't mean you do it. Because the problem comes when you both stand and start to battle.
Gee.
You will destroy the children, you will destroy the family.
Mashallah.
If you learn to give and take, you'll be okay.
Okay, back to our topic, what we're discussing was Hazrat Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha.
She was one of six blessed companions who were narrators of the most Hadith Pak, and the scholars write, and Allama Badruddin Aini rahmatullahi alayhi says, takriban 2,210 Hadith Mubarakah. But I'm going to give you something even more amazing. You know, Dar Lifta, where you issue fatwas, it is one of the highest ranks in, you know, that you can have. And then the person who issues fatwas, the Muftiyan-e-Izam, and they go through certain time phases. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha attained that post, and then through the reign of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala remained in Iftar through the reign of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, continued to issue fatwas until her blessed demise from this world.
Allah,
until she passed away. Can you imagine the intellectual ability in the in, and you know, because to understand it, Tawfiq Bhai, you know, in normal day and age, if you had somebody who was so amazing and stood out, yeah, it would be great. But this is at the time of the great Sahaba Ikram.
Allahu
Akbar. You know, this is where you've got all these shining stars, and still this amazing hasti is standing out amongst the the highest rank companions of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It just baffles you. Her amazing status is just beyond comprehension.
Look, I think it's very important that we reflect upon the lifestyle that we live as well. You know, we are looking at the biography of Hazrat Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, but at the same time, we need to take some practical lessons as well. Now, there's no doubt that when we hear the sweet words about the beautiful life of Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, you know, it will make our hearts, you know, feel comfort, peace.
Mashallah.
Yeah, there's no doubt there'll be excitement. There's no doubt there'll be mercy from Allah Almighty. But at the same time, you know, it's important that these narrations that we hear, we need to apply them in our life as well. There's one beautiful, beautiful aspect of the life of Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and that is that she had so much love for ibadat,
subhanallah,
to worship. We struggle, you know, there are people, Muslims, who struggle to pray 5 times a day. Now, there are people, unfortunately, struggle to go once a week to Jummah, and unfortunately, there are individuals who struggle to go even on Eid time as well. And leave them to one side, but those particular who pray 5 times a day, what happens, we pray our farz namaz and our wajib namaz, but we don't get that extra passion to read the nafal. Now, only very rare individuals, you know, maybe the elderly people, there are some of them who have that extra passion that they want to read the nafal as well. And you know, if you look at the life of Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, she used to offer the extra nawafil as well.
Subhanallah.
Yeah, that I mentioned in the Hadith of Baq. One of them is that she had so much love for Salatul Duha, which is the Jash Namaz.
Subhanallah.
Yeah, you know, in the morning after sunrise, 20 minutes after sunrise, it's Ishraq, and then you can pray Salatul Duha at that time as well, but you can play like 1 hour later as well. That particular prayer, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, had a habit to pray Salatul Duha very regularly, and she was so punctual. She says that even if my parents get resurrected, still I would not leave these rakat.
Allah.
Yeah? Regarding this narration, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala in Mir'at al-Manajih, he says that from here, from this word, when she said, if my parents get resurrected, what does that mean? It means that if I am given the news during the time of Ishraq that my parents have been resurrected and returned back, then I will not leave these nawafil to meet them. Rather, I will first offer these nawafil, then go to kiss their feet.
And today, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, we're discussing the beautiful topic of Hazrat Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha was that blessed wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that, you know, she was also blessed that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam built her house next to Masjid Nabawi Sharif, Allah Sahib Salatu Wasalam. And Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was also blessed that the last moments of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's physical life in the world was in her house. And today, many viewers will be, mashallah, happy to know that where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mazar-e muqaddas is the house of Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha.
Mashallah, that's a very beautiful point. You know, when Aka Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam put a veil between themselves and this world, they rested inside the Hujra Mubarak of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And when Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar passed away as well, they got the next spot. And all through this, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, because it was her home, she went about normal things with normal parda. When Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anha was buried there, there was a parda put in between it. And then every time she went to this side of the parda, she put the big chadar on as well.
Subhanallah.
And that shows you not only her amazing knowledge, but also the fact that she was the Mufti of Islam. You know, there's nobody in more qualified than her. And she was teaching the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that maybe on the face of it, you might see that these people have left this world, but they are all still alive, because I'm doing parda when I go there now, because Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala is a ghair mahram for me.
MashaAllah. And you know, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, how we talked about her ibadat, and there's a story where her nephew invited her for a meal. And as Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she was about to eat, you know, she took the lukma, the morsel away, and she started to cry.
Urwa bin Zubair.
Urwa bin Zubair, yeah, mashallah. He has the beautiful house in Madinah Park. You go for ziyarat as well. So Sayyidina Urwa bin Zubair, he looked at her, his auntie was crying. And he says that, why are you crying? What made you cry? And she says, by Allah, I never saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eat with a full stomach. There was so much food in front of her. We've got beautiful kalam, inshallah, azawajal. Ji.
مدینہ مدینہ ہمارا مدینہ 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 ہمارا مدینہ ہمیں جان و دل سے ہے پیارا مدینہ سہانا سہانا
سب نالوں پیارا دستا کی میں
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, MashaAllah Azawajal, a very beautiful and faith in line topic about the mother of all believers, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha.
I think what the feedback was saying just as we moved on was the practical lessons that we learned from this. Now, Hafiz Sahib, on a very, very serious and somber note, we have lost a generation of our daughters, our sisters, because of our failures. Why? Because in the society that we live in, they saw the outside mahal, which wasn't Islamic.
Yeah.
In our homes, unfortunately, through our own failings, we gave them, you know, chipped boxes with 150 channels and we left them to watch what they want. And our daughters took as role models what they saw outside and what they saw on television. And you know, there is a generation where we look at them and you feel sorry for them, but the parents are now crying as well. But when it was time to do something about it, they'd failed, with respect. This is what Dawat Islam is all about. It points out your mistakes and doesn't pull its punches. Now what we're saying is this, those mothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, throughout the UK, the work of the Islamic sisters, the Ijtimaas and everything else are ongoing. Now, you know, you've got a huge departments. They're all behind the scenes, but you've got these huge departments. When your daughters are growing up, when your sisters are growing up, make sure you encourage them to go to the Madni environment of Dawat Islami, go to the Ijtimaas. And the other thing is this, the feedback, unless I teach my daughter the Seerat of Hazrat Fatimah Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, unless I teach my daughter the great status of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, how will she know? How would she know that I've got this amazing role model and I've got this amazing personality? And once you see the Seerat Mubarak of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, you know, no matter who you bring, nothing can compare
you
to
know,
it.
No, the thing is, mashallah, Harumbe, you've done on a beautiful note. You know, some people sometimes say, oh, it's too late now, we can't do anything. It's never too late. Always keep trying. And then another one, you know, they say that the parents' du'as are accepted in the court of Allah. If we're going through any problems, any, you know, our, especially our daughters, because if I can say that, you know, there might be, mashallah, many daughters watching now, many mothers watching now as well. You know, your du'as are very, very strong.
I'm going to interrupt you there. There was a witness, an eyewitness to this. There was a household that I went into, and there was, at one point, there was TV was on, Tafiq Bhai, and there was a song on, and you know all the filth that comes with it, and the family was sat there. It was a family that we knew. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to look, what to do, and the family was sat there, because they were immune to it, right? And, you know, honestly, I walked out of there thinking, you know, mothers and daughters are all sat there, brothers are sat there, nobody seems to flinch an eyelid. But then the karam of Allah will happen. You know, the mother, she started to come to the Madni Ijtimaas of Dawat Islami. And this, I'm an eyewitness to this, right? Gradually, she was saying to her daughters, you come. And they weren't interested. These are like, you know, I'm not even talking teenage, I'm talking between 18 and 25. They weren't interested. Gradually, over a few years, she worked on her daughters, and alhamdulillah, the entire home transformed.
MashaAllah.
So, you know, if you come in, you will get help.
MashaAllah,
the Islamic sisters are brilliant.
We've got the puzzle ready, alhamdulillah. Let's go towards the puzzle. It's going to be on the screen. So let's see what the puzzle is today and see if you can, mashallah.
Yeah, I've got it already.
Ji?
Was it a hasti?
It's a hasti, yeah.
Yes.
Kya farmai rahe ho? Ji, Tawfiq bhai?
ہستی ہے. حضرت ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ نی یہ اور کی شخصیت ہے. سبحان اللہ عبداللہ
نی
حضرت عبداللہ بن عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ جی. حضرت حذیفہ نو جی. آف صاحب از بزی رائٹنگ جی. آف صاحب سبحان اللہ. I think Harun bhai straight away he recognized and Nafis saab's got it right as well. Let's see what the answer is.
You could have said it wrong.
Ji?
Could have been.
The correct answer will be shown very soon, mashallah. You know, you didn't even take us one. Harun bhai, I think just a split second, mashallah.
Sometimes it happens. You just look at it and you get it.
Now, let's see what the correct answer is, inshallah. It's going to be on the screen very soon.
Zainul Abidin.
Zainul Abidin. What does Zainul Abidin mean? Zainul Abidin. Hazrat Sayyidina Zainul Abidin.
Of the worship.
Beauty of the worshippers, mashallah. And Sayyidina Zainul Abidin, radiallahu ta'ala, what was his true name? Does anyone know? What was Zainul Abidin, radiallahu ta'ala, his real name? That was a title that was given to him.
Ali.
سبحان اللہ. علی پہ جان قربان. اگے جی
علی.
ویری ویری کلوز بیکاز آئی ڈنٹ ہیئر دی لاسٹ ورڈز واٹ یو سیڈ.
اوسط.
علی اوسط ماشاء اللہ از دا کریکٹ آنسر. حضرت سیدنا امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ had so much love for his father that he named all of his children Ali.
Allah.
Ali Akbar was the eldest, Ali Osad, Imam Zainul Abidin, and Ali Asghar was the youngest one. So that's what you call true love for your father. You know, nowadays if someone has a baby in the family and they go, na rakho, nahi par dade na nasiye, na rakhne ke nawa deo na. حضرت سیدنا امام زین العابدین رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ he was also people call him as بیمار کربلا because he was ill in the battle of کربلا and he didn't take part in that. حضرت امام حسین didn't let him go and because of him you have the سید family that runs today mashallah. And سبحان اللہ, you know, this is what you call children that mashallah. They were so obedient and why he's been given the title of the beauty of worshippers. He used to offer a lot of salah and one day what happened as he was offering his salah the house caught fire and people came running and they were trying to extinguish the fire and they were shouting that Hazrat, the house is on fire, please come out of the house. He was still busy in his ibadat and then when he finished his salah he came outside and people they said that we've been shouting at you, the house was on fire. And Imam Zainul Abidin, what a beautiful reply he gave. He goes, you were busy extinguishing the fire of this world, I was extinguishing the fire of the hereafter. You know, and subhanallah azza wa jal, so much love, you know, when we talk about revenge, the person who stopped the water for the Sayyid family in Karbala, you know, he, what was his name? Ibn Ziyad, I think that was, yeah. And I think it was his waqia where, because when he heard that, you know, the people are taking revenge, and he was in a desert, and he saw this the tent, and he went inside, and he was so thirsty because he was running away for his life. Ibn Ziyad, and he was running for his life. He went inside the tent and he saw this person, and when he finished his ibadat he recognized it was Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then he said to him that, please, I'm dying, give me some water. And Imam Zainul Abidin gave him water. When he drank that water he goes, I don't think you remembered me, you recognize me. And Imam Zainul Abidin says, I can't forget you, I remember you, but why would I not give you water and be like you? I want to be in my, our family is too great for this kind of stuff.
The life of Sayyidina Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu is an amazing thing.
Now,
for those people who really want to get in touch with their own selves and spirituality, I would encourage you to read about his amazing life and his amazing teachings. You can connect it. There are so many Madani pearls, including that waqia. But the details of that waqia in itself, what the scholars write is that what Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala said was this, that he said, you know, on the plains of Karbala, we were the ones who tortured you. It looks like you haven't recognized me. And Hazrat Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala said, I recognize you from the plains of Karbala. So he said, well, what is this then? He said, that was your character and this is our character.
Allah,
that's
Allah.
What he said.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. And this is the true, the characters that we need to show our children as well.
That reflects the Hadith-e-Paak, that do good to those who wrong you.
Subhanallah. 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 Arun bhai, I want you to just summarize our main topic of today.
Hafsab, the Hadith Mubarakah I'm going to mention very briefly is one that not only gives us an indication of the great status of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, it also gives us a glimpse of the amazing powers of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But even more than that, it gives us hope. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once in the Mubarak house, and Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala is there. And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aisha, ask for whatever you want. She says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask for forgiveness for me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised their blessed hands and prayed in the court of Allah azza wa jal, Ya Allah, forgive my Aisha.
Allahu Akbar.
Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha was so happy that the riwayat says she started to roll on the ground. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aisha, what are you doing? And she radiallahu ta'ala anha replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm happy, I'm over the moon. You know, you have prayed for me, I know I'm going to be forgiven. You're the best of creation and you've asked for my forgiveness. I've been forgiven. And then Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aisha, I've made this dua for you once and you are so happy. I make this dua many times a day for my ummati.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ji Tawfiq bhai, last final words, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah, today we had honor to do the dhikr, remembrance of Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Let's try to implement the important characteristics of her life into our daily life. And one of the things that I want to request individuals, those who are lazy in worship, please make a sincere tawbah and make a firm intention that you will never miss Salah again.
MashaAllah Azawajal. Well, we've come to the end of our program. So MashaAllah Azawajal. Jazakallah khaira. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and reward you. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way. Way of life, Islam is the way.